This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in Racine.
Radio Park, baby.
Radio Park, baby, on the south side of Racine. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show for you today. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley, who is with National Security Leaders for America, will be joining us at 10:33. He is one of about 1,000 members of National Security Leaders for America, all very much concerned about the implications of a second Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retired Major General. I think he knows from what he speaks.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about woke generals in the Army, as the former president referred to them.
Yeah, the former president also over the weekend kind of referred to North Korea and Russia, not necessarily our enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think retired Major General Cliff Stanley might find that interesting.
Though we won't bring it up with the former general. The former president said a lot of things this weekend.
He did.
A lot of things.
We will cover some of those things. Yeah. Over the next 2 hours, right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06, he is coming back. Mr. Global Matt Randolph will be here to talk all things oil and gas and energy independence. And oh, Ricky, who recently commented on his Twitter account. Boy, did he get schooled.
Yeah, Ricky, like that. I can't. Once again, can't wait to talk to him about it.
Yep.
Love having him back on the show.
He is an oil and gas industry expert. He's been working in the field for 30 years. He has his own company. He knows of what he speaks. He has got the facts to annoy pretty much everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
He really does. And he's an equal opportunity annoyer. I would say.
We're looking forward to having him back.
Yes, we are.
11 o'clock today.
And then we'll wrap up the show at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Fry edition.
You put the pieces of the puzzle together.
I think you might know to which we refer. So that we'll be wrapping up the show with that at 11:51. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All right. Reminder, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting.
Yes, yes.
Because I think that's a little confusing.
It is.
Just slightly. But early voting starts tomorrow across Wisconsin. Yeah. You can find out more about your voting options. You can see your ballot in advance. All of that stuff. Just go to myvote.wi.gov, plug in your address. That will bring everything up that you need, including your ballot. And as a reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment for all of Wisconsin on the November 5th ballot. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. In my estimation, this is a way to narrow down who fits that definition of only.
It gives them the ability to start that from that point on.
Yes.
And then what will they do the next time? And then the next time? And then who gets to vote anymore?
Right. So I will be voting no. You can check with the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Go to their website if you want to find out how they feel about this. But don't be surprised when you see this constitutional amendment yet again.
Yeah.
On Wisconsin's ballot when you go to cast your vote. There was a debate on Friday night.
On Friday,
yeah. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, going up against California life coach Eric Hovde.
He has a new title?
We've given him a new title.
Yeah.
He has a series of videos, you know.
Yes, he does.
I didn't realize that until I was reading Neil Bicecom. from earlier this morning, or it might have been a different one. But he has a series of videos on YouTube, apparently, about how to live a better life.
Grand.
So inspiring.
Does any of that advice, include having hundreds of millions of dollars at your disposal?
I don't think he addresses. I think he talks in his life videos about it's not how much money you have, Greg.
Of course it isn't.
It's not about how much wealth you have.
Nope.
It's how you approach life. And I will give him a little credit. There is a grain of truth to that. I can think of a whole bunch of people who are very, very wealthy who don't seem terribly happy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people I know who are on the side of broke or just not being wealthy who are very happy. But
it makes a difference. I guess if you're very, very wealthy, it just means you get to be miserable in really nice surroundings.
Exactly.
Kind of that way. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the exchange between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde on Friday. This kind of jumped out at me because, of course, farmers are a very big and important part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big voting block, I would think.
Huge.
And we have talked a number of times about the farm bill, which continues to languish and get pushed and pushed and pushed.
Mm-hmm.
The farm bill came up on Friday night during this debate. Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time.
What?
So I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
First of all, isn't opine kind of a snotty elitist word? That seems so ill.
At the very least, it sounds incredibly condescending. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like no one's asking you to be an expert, sir.
Haven't you read it?
You could read it, talk to farmers, sit down with them.
That would be an idea.
I mean, did you talk to the farmers union who just endorsed Tammy Baldwin when you sought their endorsement? I mean, there are ways of educating yourself. I'm not asking for a PhD level discussion, but at least come to us with some level of knowledge.
I would imagine, Greg, that if you went to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website, there might be information there.
Yeah.
About the farm bill.
And this notion that, like, well, I'm not in the Senate, that smacks of Donald Trump at the debate when he said, well, I can't tell you about my plan. I'm not the president. I have concepts of a plan.
Calvin, we happen to have that clip, too.
Oh,
that's
really?
One of my favorite clips. Let's play clip number two, please.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
Yeah, I don't study in advance.
No.
Why would I go to a job interview and look at the company or what my duties would be?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have an opinion about any of that until I know I have the job.
Also, incredibly selfish way of living, if you ask me. Well, I'm not going to tell you until I get the thing I want.
Right.
Well, that just goes to show, once again, as we have stated before, and we're going to talk about this more in the coming 2 weeks.
Oh, 15 God. Days, people.
That Eric Hovde does not have a plan. He has no solutions. His solutions come from other people.
Absolutely.
And they are nasty and they're dark and they're rooted in the worst forms of hypocrisy. And they're anti-American, in my opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself. But now he is just echoing all of the sentiments of Trump, of the GOP.
Well, he started out. His early commercials were very much life coachy.
Yes.
They were very much, I'm a Wisconsin guy and I'm from here and I sit in frozen lakes because that's what we all do, even though that's not what we do.
Please accept me as one of your own. I tell you I do this, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for anybody to tell me as a Wisconsinite. I'm born and raised here, never left. I've never sat in a frozen lake as part of a Wisconsin tradition.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, he started out very life coachy. And as you said, Greg, the ads since then have just become increasingly nasty and increasingly accusatory. And again, he doesn't offer. What's the alternative? What alternative are you offering us?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a plan for that yet because you don't have the job yet.
Is your border plan like the border bill they tried to pass last year? And Trump said, no, I want to campaign on that, so we'll kill it. I mean, the problem with Eric Hovde is that because he has nothing, he has to just go, and he wants to win. He has to do whatever the money,
right?
The money suppliers are saying, and that money, though, that's Diane Hendricks, that is Mitch McConnell, that is the U lines, that is all that money coming into that those coffers for a rich man, by the way.
Yeah.
And now his message doesn't sound like Wisconsin.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's the ultimate thing. It's like, you can sit all in the lakes you want, throw all the axes you want, and do all those things. That's fine. People in Wisconsin love to do that. Cool deal. But your message isn't Wisconsin. It just isn't.
NBC News reporting on Friday night's debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and California Life coach Eric Hovde. He continues to attack her partner.
Yes.
Because her partner works for some financial services firm.
Yeah.
And they're not married. Therefore, her partner does not have to disclose anything.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. And he continued to throw barbs at her about her personal life. And she had a response to that, which I think resonates with a lot of women, especially women in Wisconsin. Calvin, let's play clip number three, please.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a real good thing, Eric.
And you know what? I'll take it one step further. As a man, if you're a man who believes in freedom and privacy, this should resonate with you as well.
Yes. Limited government.
Yes, limited government. If there's no laws being broken, you're not owed anything. If there is a problem with the finances, I feel like Tammy Baldwin was the first one to be like, here's the problem. It's not like she's a Supreme Court justice hiding things. Ooh, sorry, did I say that out? I totally did.
Of course, Eric Hovde, when he ran last time in 2012.
And lost.
Was completely anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
No exceptions. Now, of course, he's flip-flopped on that because this has become such a winning message for Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's moderated, of course. But he's still, you know, very pro-life and, oh, okay, that's fine.
Isn't that crazy pants that in the case of rape or incest or the life of the mother, that's moderate now?
Oh, yeah. And he continues to spread the lie that abortions are being performed in the 9 month and after birth. That is a lie.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there. That's not true.
Correct.
We're going to continue this conversation. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from Racine Radio Park in Racine, our new home. Very excited to be here. Doesn't mean we're not going to talk about Waukesha. We're going to talk. We will continue to talk about Waukesha and Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha and all of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever have something you would like us to cover or a guest that you think would be great, we would love to hear your suggestions. You can always send them to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Coming up at 10:33, retired Major General Cliff Stanley is going to be joining us. He's with National Security Leaders for America. He's one of almost 1,000 former military members, ambassadors, other people who've worked within the government who are very concerned about the ramifications of a second Trump term. So I suggest stick around for that. It should be a very interesting conversation, especially considering some of the comments that Donald Trump made over the weekend about the enemies within and who our enemies are, because he doesn't seem to think that North Korea and Russia are that much of an issue.
He now thinks most of the enemies are right here in the United States.
Apparently, it's just us.
Just us who disagree with him.
Right now, though, we are talking about California life coach Eric Hovde's debates on Friday night and against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Daniel Bison, today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has a new article out. Headline reads, Eric Hovde joined California-based firm to buy swanky 189-acre resort in Costa Rica. We've already heard about Hovde's $7 million mansion in Laguna Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice little shack in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
$2.3 million.
Yeah.
That's more expensive than Tammy Baldwin's, right?
Yeah. Really, when this whole when the campaign started to make shape with Eric Hovde as the front runner, if you will, one of their big gripes was, and still is Tammy Baldwin lives in D.C. and she doesn't work for Wisconsin, and she has a $1.2 million home. Which, folks, $1.2 million is nothing to shake a stick at, and $1.2 million in Wisconsin would buy you a nice house. But go to D.C., go to Zillow, go to any real estate app, type in your budget of $1.2 million. You will get a modest place at best. And ever since Eric Hovde, we found out that Eric Hovde has a house that's twice as much as Tammy Baldwin. They don't really talk about that anymore.
That was the big attack for a while.
No point of interest. I guess Tammy Baldwin's fine living in D.C. It's actually, don't worry about it. We're good.
In 2022, December 2022, Eric Hovde's company Hovde Properties joined with a California-based company to buy a 189-acre jungle lodge in Costa Rica. The four-star oceanfront property has a main lodge, 14 villas, a three-bedroom beach house, a restaurant, two bars, a beach club, and three swimming pools. You can stay. It's really so reasonable. It's $815 a night. One night.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, come on.
That's it. January 6th through the 12th of this year, if you wanted to go for their New Year Reset retreat, it's almost $4,000 for a single private room. But you get daily yoga, a snorkeling tour, kayaking, waterfall hiking excursions.
And I'm asking for a friend, is it okay if I show up on January the 7th? I might need to be somewhere on January the 6th next year. Just putting it out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a party I'm hearing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, I wouldn't go. The reviews last year were not good. The reviews from a couple of years ago were not good.
I don't know. I heard it was Patriots all the way.
And now Eric Hovde is what, carrying around utility bills?
Yeah, so at the debate, he pulled out a utility, because he's so sensitive about this thing about not living in Wisconsin, because he doesn't. He lives in California.
They have a house in Madison that they bought in 2012 when he ran last time and lost.
Yeah, his main home is in California. That's where he spent the most money. You can't convince me otherwise. He lives in California.
No.
He has residency in Wisconsin. That's the thing is, if he just came on and be like, yes, I have a property in D.C., I have a property in Wisconsin, I am a property in California, and I split my time between all of them, just be honest, you'd be fine. But this weirdo decides to pull out a utility bill if he owns the house in 2012 and he still has it now, of course there's utility bills. Of course he's still, that's not shocking. What was the thing was, he said, I challenged Tammy Baldwin to provide 10 years of utility bills for her in Wisconsin. Well, if she has a place in Wisconsin, that's not something you can really question either, because the utility, like, you, whether you live here or not,
you have a utility bill. If you own property in Wisconsin, you will have a utility bill.
So
unless you have no electricity.
Yeah. Once again, not the gotcha he thinks it's going to be.
Here's his quote. I'm supposedly a jerk from California. Before pulling from his pocket a document that said he says has a utility bill for his Madison home.
Yeah.
And challenged Tammy Baldwin to produce 10 years of utility bills to prove where she lives.
This all proves the fact that Eric Hovde wants to stick to the distraction, where he lives, all these things, while providing no plan, no solutions, no bipartisan anything. He thinks he's moderate because he believes in certain exceptions for abortion care. he has nothing for what he is not Wisconsin. He is not of us. He is not us. And what he's doing now is just proving that he has nothing to give us when he goes, if he goes to Washington.
Absolutely.
He will do nothing but vote on Trump's side.
Yes.
He'll be,
and for other really wealthy people like him.
He'll be Ron Johnson the second.
Absolutely. But even richer than Ron Johnson.
Yep.
Before we go to break, Galvin, let's play that clip from Eric Hovde zeroing in on the farm bill on Friday night during his debate with Tammy Baldwin.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time, so I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Last time I...
So many things on which you would not opine. News is coming up next, and then when we return, Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Sweet Cal B, coming to you from our new home, Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. So if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, that happened last week, you can still register in person on Election Day. You have to bring the proper ID. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Myvote.wy.gov. That will tell you everything you need to know as far as what you have to bring if you have not yet registered. The general election, 15 days away. November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
Be cool.
Be cool. Voters are very cool. Speaking of cool, we're very excited to have our next guest joining us. He is a retired Major General. Cliff Stanley is here. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you.
You are a member of National Security Leaders for America, and we have had a number of their members on over the last few months. Cliff, can you tell us why it is important for you to be part of this group and why you're doing things like joining us here today?
Oh, my gracious. I can't think of anything more important. I mean, to be frank with you, my wife is literally in rehabilitation this morning. I said, I'm going to make sure I'm here for this. Because this election is probably, I know everybody says it, but this is actually unbelievably foundational for not only our nation, but everything that I stood for. It's 33 years of service in the United States Marine Corps.
There, for so many members of your group that we've talked to before, they really do see Donald Trump as an existential threat to our democracy.
Yes. Yes. I mean, let me just put it like this. He wouldn't have qualified to be one of my troops. I mean that. He would not have qualified because he would have been psychologically disqualified because he would have been a personality disorder.
Seriously.
That's a fact.
Well, I mean, Okay, we're going to play a couple clips because Donald Trump was on with Howard Kurtz from Fox yesterday, and he made several statements that may be of particular interest to you. Calvin, let's play clip number one, Donald Trump talking about generals.
General Jim Mattis, who was your Secretary of Defense, has now joined General Mark Milley, who was your Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in saying, this is their quote, you are the most dangerous person ever. I assume you'd like to respond.
Well, they were not my cup of tea. They were woke. You know that. They were not great generals, in my opinion. I was asking them advice. I didn't agree with the advice. Look at the advice that Milley gave to Biden on Afghanistan. Move the soldiers out first. No, you have to move the soldiers out last. I don't respect them as soldiers. I never did. I fired them both.
That was Donald Trump yesterday talking to Howard Kurtz on Fox. Cliff Stanley, you're a retired major general. When you hear things like that, what goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, I know General Jim Mattis. He's a personal friend. We've gone through classes together, schools together. I've known him for probably 30 to 40 years, so I've known him for a long time. I also know General Milley because as the Undersecretary of Defense, I worked with him when he was a Brigadier General. So what I'm saying right now is that the oath that these officers took, the same one that I took, and really similar to what the president takes, I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I mean, that oath that I can finish right now, but don't have the time, is actually foundational to our Constitution. It's the same oath that the president of the United States takes. I mean, how can you say that? And not only that, when you offer advice, we recognize that all you're doing is offering advice. If the advice differs, okay, so what? I mean, it's advice. It's counsel. You're giving the best of your counsel to the individual. Doesn't mean that you have to be a sycophant to the person you're serving. And you're actually serving your nation, the Constitution. And they teach us about lawful orders and unlawful orders. I'm accountable if I did something that was unlawful. That's unconscionable. And so even if he gave me an order that was unlawful, I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, we talk about that a lot, about if he would get reelected and what would happen if he issues an order that is blatantly illegal. How many of the armed forces do you think would refuse? I mean, it's a hypothetical. I know it's impossible to put a number on it, but it just seems to me like the sense of duty and honor in our military members is so ingrained that you're going to refuse.
The officer's oath and the enlisted oath is different. There's a little difference in there. And in the enlisted, they say orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers over me. But my orders actually say that I am supposed to obey and support the Constitution of the United States, period. And I have to follow lawful orders. I have to stand and face the consequences if you want to court-martial me or whatever. But I think I would be okay in that court-martial. And I will stand my ground.
Well, and essentially, Donald Trump just basically admitted that he fired these two generals because they gave him information that he didn't like and that he didn't agree with. And why we would want anybody, any boss or any person in any position of authority to be surrounded by nothing but yes people, that's not good.
Those officers resigned. They didn't. They weren't fired. They resigned. They were not fired. That's his twist to put his spin on it. But they resigned.
And they resigned, I'm assuming, because he kept asking them to do unlawful things.
That's exactly right. And it could not serve a person like him.
I want to go.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, I want to go back to something that the former president said too, and using the word woke, which I don't want to get into the controversy that shouldn't surround that word, but he uses it as a pejorative on those men. And it's the first time I've ever heard anyone refer to military as woke. And I thought, is this something that even works with people now when they hear that? Can you call those two gentlemen woke and it's quote unquote sticks? They're military. Their job isn't to care about what's going on outside of their realm and to take care of the country, and to say they're woke, it means nothing to me. It means nothing.
It doesn't. And I mean, the entire time of my service on active duty, Democrat, Republican, and independent, it wasn't even a part of the lexicon.
Yeah.
It was not a part of what, that's not what you do. And because you are evaluated, your entire career, you're being evaluated by superiors and subordinates, actually, even though they're not writing about you, you know, writing on you, you are being, you're having a 360 evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a constant. That's a constant. And your reputation speaks to that, you know, period. So woke, I mean, that wasn't even a part of the lexicon. Of course, I retired over 20 years ago. woke then. Taking something and making whatever they want to make out of that.
Yeah. You know,
that's it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You are there. Now this just applies, the term woke applies to anything that they don't like.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's just a blanket term. If you're just joining us, our guest is retired Major General Cliff Stanley. He is a member of National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, I wanted to play another clip for you from Donald Trump's discussion with Howard Kurtz on Fox News. Calvin, let's play clip number two, Donald Trump talking about the enemy within.
You talk about the enemy within. There's enemies, America's enemies outside. The enemy within is a pretty ominous phrase if you're talking about other Americans.
I think it's accurate. I mean, I think it's accurate.
Who are you talking about?
And, the enemy? You know, I heard that. They say, the enemy. On the outside, you have Russia, you have China, you have a lot of different groups. If you have a smart president, they can be easily handled. I handled them. We had no wars. We had no wars. The only thing I had was ISIS, and I defeated them in, like, record time. They were gone. But I started no wars. The outside people, the so-called enemies, if they're enemies, and they might not be enemies, if you have a smart president, they can be handled.
So much to unpack there. So he's essentially saying, from what I heard, that Russia and China and North Korea, they're really not so bad. They're not really enemies. We need to be concerned about Democrats and people who disagree with me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, come on. Come on. We don't even have enough time to address all of it. But let me just say that obviously there is a piece in there that says against all enemies, and our oath, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But the last thing I wanted around me, especially as a general, was a bunch of sycophants. People who agree with everything. In fact, I'm in trouble if I have everyone agreeing with everything. I'm looking for someone who thinks differently. I mean, you want that around you. If you're a good leader, you don't want to be surrounded by a whole bunch of people that agree with you all the time. You actually want to hear some different points of view. You want to synthesize it. You want to be able to think. That's what leadership is all about. And I do executive coaching worldwide. This is an issue worldwide. Of people being able to be around people to understand that we all think differently. We're different. We're all different. But this is not about being whatever, you know, you're saying Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever you want to say. There's always this has gone back from the beginning of mankind, humanity, period, of people being able to think different and work together as a team. That's what teamwork is all about. It's not about me. It's about serving something much higher than me, and in this case, the country.
Well, and isn't that how you make the best informed decisions, is by having information from all different sources?
Yes, because you can't think of it all. You don't know it all. You never will know it all. And there's always someone who has actually gone through the school, who's younger. I mean, what I learned on computers and everything, I'm comfortable right now, but I can't touch my daughter. And my grandson, I can't touch him now.
Right, right.
These guys, I mean, they do it like it's just natural. And so respect that. There are differences. We've now learned to understand that it takes all of us to make this work. That's what it's all about.
And I can't think of a more dangerous position for a member of the military to not have all the information, even if it's coming from someone who is disputing your take on it. That sounds like disaster in the making.
We have this thing called, you know, the preparation of the battlefield, where you actually are receiving information, allowing that information to come to you. And then I'm asking them to give me three courses of action, different courses of action, totally different. And then of those, we're going to get the best one. And that's where we are. And that's the same thing they're doing right now, routinely.
I think the thing you've brought up too, sir, is the term sycophants, which is what will happen in a Project 2025 presidency. Because if Donald Trump wins, it is Project 2025. And if it's Project 2025, it will be sycophants, yes men, and neophytes who will follow him to the ends of the earth and say, everything is correct, dear leader. Everything you say is right. And if you don't, you're gone. You're not good enough. And it might be a firing. It may be worse. And it's not a matter of hyperbole here, folks. They've made it very clear that there will be punishments for those who disagree.
Well, didn't he essentially say that it was either Milley or Mattis, that he wants them publicly executed?
That's absurd.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. It is. That's absurd. And I mean, from posse comitatus to a whole range of other reasons that you don't have the military turned on our own people. And again, you don't want the sycophants. And again, I can't say it any clearer. We all think differently. It does take courage now to speak to someone who thinks a little bit differently than you. And all of us face that. In other words, job, you know, you may not like me. I mean, but that's part of leadership. From the bottom, going up, whatever. And it's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Yes.
That is the mark of a good leader. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation. We will be back in just a moment. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley is our guest from National Security Leaders for America. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from her new home at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Honored to be joined by retired Major General Cliff Stanley is here. He is with National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, right before we went to break, you said something that I think is so important. There's nothing wrong admitting that you don't know.
Right.
That's just a basic, right? And if we know anything about Donald Trump, it's that he is never wrong.
Yeah.
And he never takes responsibility for anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is just the antithesis of the military.
It is. And it's impossible to know it all. And there are just so many things to know. I mean, even when you're briefed, there's a piece that you missed. And that's the other part about recognizing having the right people around you to make up for your gaps. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. I know of no one. I've served with no one who had all of it together. They had to have themselves surrounded by people who had different gifts. And with those different gifts, you tap into them and it makes that team work like clockwork, like precision. That's the leadership that we should have. That's what we should be looking for.
I mean, when you said that, it was like, I don't know. I was wrong. I take responsibility. And I don't want to throw this so deep into the politics, but it feels like it is something that will get you ostracized, kicked out, and banned from the GOP now. I mean, like, you should be able to have healthy disagreements within your party. And God knows the Democrats can do that at great lengths. But, I mean, it's now to the point where asking a politician, a sitting Republican, in the Senate or anywhere, like whether it's state or local, are you going to accept the results of the 2024 election? They won't answer it because they can't. And that is mind-boggling to me, and because they just cannot disagree with each other and there can be no dissent. And when there's no dissent, what are you getting done?
It's even more mind-boggling to me. You may not know this, but I am an ordained reverend.
Oh.
And so it's actually antithetical to what the Bible actually says. For anybody who says they're evangelical, I'm not sure how they're proof texting, but you can't come to those kind of conclusions and understand what the word is actually saying. And especially, I mean, it looks in John 12, 42 to 43, talking about people being afraid of being thrown out of the synagogue. But that applies to what we're talking about right now. If you can't speak truth to what you perceive as the power, you don't even belong. Mm. But the bottom line is that that's how that translates into that.
Well, and I think it's important for people to just think about, if you've ever been in a job where you couldn't actually say what you think to your supervisor,
right?
Think about what that was like just in your job. Now imagine that on the global scale as president of the United States. No one can tell him he's not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
That's exceptionally dangerous. It's so, so dangerous. In the about 3 minutes that we have left, sir, we wanted to talk about Project 2025, a little bit more about replacing all of these civil servants who have been in these jobs under various administrations and replacing them with what I call your least accomplished cousin, whose only qualification is his fealty to Donald Trump. That would have drastic ramifications.
I can't even imagine it. I've now done multiple tours in the Pentagon, multiple. And there is bureaucracy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that bureaucracy can drive you up the wall. But at the same time, there is so much depth and so much expertise that's in those individuals there. I mean, there's bureaucracy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I get frustrated with bureaucracy. But at the same time, there's a reason for it. And just like our bicameral system of government, there's a checks and balances with everything. That's what makes this democracy work like it works. The checks and balances. I don't know everything. And when the founders set this nation up, that's what they were thinking about. The checks and balances. The House, the Senate, the judicial, you know, I mean, all of them. That's what it's all about, checks and balances.
And
we don't know it all.
And in a second Trump term, all those guardrails and all those checks and balances will essentially be gone because he's going to surround himself with loyalists and yes men.
Yep.
Yes. You're so right.
Which is why we are going to keep hammering until that.
15 days. We 15 got 15 days.
Make a plan. Get out and vote. Early voting starts tomorrow in Wisconsin. Make a plan. Take a friend.
Absolutely,
you can register the day of.
You can still phone bank.
You can still phone bank.
You can still knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can do in the next 15 days. Don't give up hope. We really, really appreciate your time, sir. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley has been our guest with National Security Leaders for America. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, he is Mr. Global. You will find him on all the socials. Matt Randolph will be here to talk oil and gas and I think a little politics.
Oh, boy.
That's all coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bring me down. Can't run me. Bring me down. The love is too high. Bring me down. Can't run me. Bring me down. I said,
because
the national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.